Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Julie Walker gives us updates on the Mideast wars.
Israeli forces kill a member of the Palestinian Security Services in the West Bank, Hassan Rabaya, who they accuse of being a militant. Meanwhile, tearful Palestinians laid to rest six people killed in Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip the day before, including a teenager. In a separate development, Israel warned that a ceasefire in Lebanon could break down if Hezbollah militants do not withdraw from the border and Lebanese troops fail to police the buffer zone. And in Beirut, protesters marked 100 days since Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's killing. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will urge allies to boost his country's air defenses at a meeting this week in Germany. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Both Moscow and Kyiv said Ukrainian forces pressed new attacks over the weekend in Russia's Kursk region. Zelensky said on Sunday dozens of countries will participate in Thursday's meeting at Ramstein Air Base. The U.S. Defense Secretary will attend. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is preparing to take office with a vow to end the nearly three-year-old war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
South Korea's anti-corruption agency has requested that police take over efforts to detain the impeached president, Yoon Suk-yeol, after its investigators failed to bring him into custody following a standoff with the Presidential Security Service last week. The agency and police confirmed the discussion on Monday, hours before the one-week warrant for Yoon's detention was to expire. The Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials will likely seek a new court warrant to extend the window for Yoon's detention. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to announce as early as Monday that he will resign as Liberal Party leader, the Globe and Mail reported on Sunday, citing three sources. The sources told the Globe and Mail that they don't know definitely when Trudeau will announce his plans to leave, but said that they expect it will happen before a key national caucus meeting on Wednesday. It remains unclear whether Trudeau will leave immediately or stay on as prime minister until a new leader is selected. An FBI official told reporters on Sunday that the agency is looking into past visits to Egypt and Canada by the suspect in a New Year's Day attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people. Reuters' Cheryl Pena reports.
The agency also released video taken by the suspect with metaglasses during previous visits to the city. The video shows him traveling through the New Orleans French Quarter, the neighborhood where the attack occurred on Bourbon Street. The FBI said he made at least two trips to the city in the months before the attack, one in October and another in November, and stayed in a rental home during that time. The FBI said Jabbar traveled to Cairo, Egypt from June 22nd until July 3rd, 2023, and then flew to Ontario, Canada a few days later on July 10th. He returned to the U.S. on July 13th, 2023. 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. Army veteran, was the suspect in the attack that saw a truck ram into a crowd of revelers.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wants to slash government spending. A proposed advisory commission called the Department of Government Efficiency will lead that effort. VOA's Dora McQuarrie reports.
Billionaire businessman Elon Musk wants to slash $2 trillion in federal spending. He'll be co-head of the Department of Government Efficiency, a proposed Donald Trump presidential advisory commission. It's not the first time a U.S. administration has pledged to cut government expenses, says Justin Vaughn, an associate professor of political science at Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina.
Presidents have been talking in one way or another about downsizing or reducing the role of government since the founding of the republic.
In many cases, Congress has to agree before any cuts can be made. Dora McQuarrie, VOA News, Washington.
A blast of snow, ice, wind, and plunging temperatures continues to stir up dangerous travel conditions in parts of the United States. The disruptive winter storm brings the possibility of the heaviest snowfall in a decade to some areas. Road conditions have deteriorated in the central part of the country, with forecasts calling for harsh winter conditions to spread eastward in the coming days. The storm reached the mid-Atlantic states on Sunday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.